But I also leave the door open when I do a bunch of other stuff. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've just went into the bathroom and sat down, like, in a public restroom.
Yeah.
To, like, go pee. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to pee real quick.
How many times have you had somebody walk in on you, like, you're in the bathroom?
Yeah, like, several. I just... Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori
and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. What's up, guys? We're back with another episode of... Epic Nuggets. I'm Tori.
I'm Jaden.
All right, we're about to sock it to
you. We're going
to
get right into this shit.
Yeah.
So, something I've been seeing, like, all the time is where people are always talking about things that other people do. And they're like, that gives me the ick, or that's, like, ick. But, honestly, I feel like I notice more shit that I do.
Really?
That's like, I'm like, ugh. So, that's my question is, like, what is an ick that you do that's just, like, part of your life? And you do it anyways, but you're just like... God, like, why the fuck do I do that? That's so stupid. You know what I mean? But you just can't stop.
All right, so I got, I don't know if it's an ick. I don't know if it's an ick, but it's one thing and I can't stop it. It's weird. It might be too personal. I don't know, but I don't know. Okay, so when I take a shower, all right, so you know you get done with the shower and you're wet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just in the shower.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to get, like, all the water droplets, like, off my body.
Yeah.
And then get a towel. Yeah, like, I can't just get the towel, like, soaking, sopping wet, dripping everywhere, and just, like, get the towel.
Like,
it bothers me. Yeah. Yeah, like,
so what do you do? Like a dog? You just shake the shit off?
No, you can't. You can't do that. That doesn't work.
I've tried.
I was like, no, it doesn't work. You have to literally just take your hand like you're just, like, wiping. I don't know.
Before you get your towel?
Yes. And I wring, like, as much water as possible out of my hair. Like,
into
I'll do
the
it.
Floor?
No.
In the
I'm
shower.
Still in the shower.
Oh, okay. I was like, if you get out of the shower and do that,
that's wild. Because there's no.
Wow.
No, I do it in the shower where it's, like, contained, and I'll wring my hair out, like, 3 or 4 times. Like, I do not like getting out of the shower and, like, dripping everywhere.
Really?
It bothers me. Like, really bad. Also, I have dogs, so if you're, like, dripping, they'll, like,
oh,
lick
they'll
the puddles
trying to lick.
As your feet is still in the puddle, and they'll be trying to, like, lick your leg, and, like, honestly,
that's
I don't
so
know if there's
crazy.
Any grosser feeling, and I love
I
my
hate
dogs,
that.
But,
especially when you're clean, and they're gonna
and then
come
they lick
licking.
Your leg, and, like, Chloe's breath smells so bad, I'm sorry, it smells like
it makes
death.
You want to kick them.
Like, she will lick the shower sometimes, and I can smell it, her breath come through the crack. It's not good.
Oh
yeah, she just got old dog breath, you know what I mean? So I don't know, I don't know if that's an ick, but I'm just like, this probably isn't something
maybe.
You like tell people because it's
know,
a little
yeah,
weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, but you know, hey, listen,
my,
if ever I got cloned, now y'all know the secret
yeah,
to figure
I know,
me out.
I know. Let you take a shower.
Like, she got out of the shower soaking wet.
Right to a towel.
That is not Tori.
I know. She grabbed that towel and dried right the fuck off. Okay, mine. One that I know I do that's like, I don't know why I do it. And I mean, maybe I do if I were to really think about it. It's not like... I'm going to just tell you what it is. I leave the fucking doors open to everything.
Really?
All the time.
And you can't close them? Like, what? Okay, like, what's your issue with, like closing
my
them?
Car door?
Yeah.
I'll, like, leave it open and go in the house. And then, like, later I'll be like, fuck, my car door's still open. Like, hours later.
You don't worry about, like, the battery dying or shit? You know, it's just over there like, bang, bang,
no, it
bang,
doesn't
bang.
Ding. I have my keys out and everything.
Oh.
So it's just open. Or, like, cabinet doors. Like, I'll, like, use a bunch, like, I'll, like, be cooking and stuff, and then I'll get the kitchen clean, I'll go back upstairs, and when I come back down for something, I'll realize I'm, like, and then I'll shut everything.
Oh, my God.
And I do shut it. Like, I eventually do shut everything.
Dude, I just...
Fridge door?
I just read a thing earlier.
I'll leave the fridge door open and walk off. I don't know why. But I think it's because I try to, like, consolidate, like, everything that I do. So if I'm, like, in the kitchen and I'm, like, putting away dishes, I'll, like, open all the cabinets to put everything away.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
Until everything's, like, done. Because or else you have to open the door, like, 500 times. Like, I wash this dish.
No, you just open it once. When, like, the time that you do open it. And then, like, once you're done, you literally just, like, in a circle around the kitchen and just...
But that's what I'm saying. I always forget, like, and I don't know if it's because I get distracted. I'm like, okay, let me go to another room. I got to do something real quick, and then I don't come back. And then later I come back, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why are all the doors open? But I also leave the door open when I do a bunch of other stuff. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've just went into the bathroom and sat down, like, in a public restroom. Yeah. To, like, go pee. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to pee real quick.
How many times have you had somebody walk in on you, like, you're in the bathroom?
Yeah, like, several. It's like a women's bathroom.
That's wild. I was just having a conversation.
I literally just did that yesterday.
Where, like, we're like, after you've done it once, like, you always lock it after that, but not you.
Yeah, like, even yesterday, we went down to the river, to the Chattahoochee.
Down to the river! You ever saw that?
Nobody wanted to
go down by the river. You never saw that?
No.
It's a good one. I'll have to show it to you. Anyway.
But, like, so I'm, like, going to the bathroom, and, like, nobody's in there, and I was, like, or there was, like, one girl in there, but she was, like, in the first stall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walk in, and there's, like, the stall at the very end, so I just walk in and pee.
Yeah.
But I didn't shut the door, because I was just, like, it's just her in here. She's not going to walk this way.
She did.
She didn't, but I was just sitting there, and I was, like, still peeing, and the door was open. She gets up, and I'm just, like, listening to her, like, wash her hands, but she's all there on the side, and I'm, like...
You made her feel uncomfortable.
Maybe.
It's like a dumb thing. You're just like, I go in the bathroom. This is my bathroom.
And I just pee
in this bathroom.
I know.
With the door open.
I don't know why I do that.
That's weird, actually. That is pretty weird.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like that's, but I don't understand why.
I leave doors open at my house. But, like, I have to know Chase is pretty much gone. Because I will pee in the downstairs bathroom with it open.
Yeah.
I will.
I mean, if I have to, like, poop in public, I'll usually shut the door.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But even, like, at our house, I feel like I've gotten so comfortable, like, me to
yeah.
tell us.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah,
sometimes
it's open.
I'll just... That's also my superpower, though. You know that's my superpower.
You can pee anywhere.
I can poop anywhere.
Poop anywhere.
Anywhere. It doesn't matter who's around. Anywhere.
I don't think... My superpower is weird. My superpower is, like, if we want to do something... Then, like, I could pull all the data together to, like,
to try to figure it out.
That's, like, my weird superpower.
You collect information really well.
I do, and I do it at, like, a very accelerated rate.
It's fast.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, I'm like, give me one night. I'll come back and I'll have all the answers, and then you'll have questions, and then I'll answer those questions.
I actually don't feel like I'm very good at that. Like, I feel like you do really well with that.
Yeah, I haven't met many people that got that.
You're like that person that can, like, go into the library, like in the movies, and they immediately find all the books that they needed, like, in the library.
Yeah,
and maybe. You have the stat.
That actually in real life would not work, like, because it's definitely the power of the internet that supports me.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, that's, like, I feel like that might be an ick for, like, some people. If they're, like, around me, like, it might be an ick.
Yeah, they would be like, what the fuck?
Like, that's weird.
Yeah, it is a little weird, but like, that one doesn't bother me,
I
guess,
like,
because...
it's just part of my personality. Like, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Tell me if this is a thing. Because I don't know if this is a thing, but in my brain, it's a thing.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, you have, like, that naked friend.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying when I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, everybody has, like, that one friend... And you know if it's you or if it's, like, somebody else. But everybody has the naked friend that, like, if you go to their house, they're, like, running around naked. And, like, they don't really care if you're there or who's there. You're the friend, aren't you?
I knew it. You're the friend.
Yep. I'm not. I live with two men. I can't do it.
Well, like, what about me and Adela? Like, what, yeah, like, once again, like, we're like, what did you, okay, so you know the whole story about our fucking ADD camera?
No. I don't know this story.
So, So we have it's ADT, right?
Yeah, the security people.
Yeah, the security people. So, like,
y'all always setting off the alarms
house,
over there.
Oh my gosh. And the house is like locked down with it too. Like, it's everywhere. Like, we have the indoor camera, all the windows, all the doors, the fire alarm, like the biggest package they fucking have.
I didn't realize there was an indoor camera.
We have it. Yeah, on the box, on the main box. And the reason they have that.
Oh, yeah.
The reason they have that is so, like, if somebody that, like, knows you comes in to, like, set your house on fire or some shit, and they, so every time you turn the alarm off, it takes a short video, and it snaps pictures every time you fuck with the alarm, so that if anything were to happen, ADT sees who's fucking with the alarm.
Oh, they've seen you. You didn't know about it, did you?
I didn't know.
No. Oh, no!
So Adela, we like set a fire alarm off, like, cause okay, so like our fire
consistently,
but okay, so like this house is small, okay, it's perfect, like
it is, it's so cute,
it's perfect,
it's so cute
size for like three people, yeah, like, and we have like two and a half, so it's like me and Adela, yeah, and like and Elodie,
little one,
it's literally the perfect house for like that many people, it's wonderful, so, but like. The camera is in the living room, and you can basically see the whole house from right there, other than, like, inside the bedrooms.
Yeah.
Because all the bedrooms are, like, right down that hallway, but then all the living room and, like, right around the corner of the kitchen, it's all right there. So, like, the whole main space is really, like, captured by the pad where you type the code in. So, the fire alarm is right outside, the smoke detector is right outside our bathroom. So, if I take, like, a hot shower, and I, like, open the door, the steam sets the fire alarm off.
Oh, no.
Every time. So I literally have to, like, take a shower and stay in there for a little bit. Because if you open the door, it'll set it off.
You need, like, a fan in there that you just turn on at the end.
I don't like the way air feels on my skin. Remember?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Like,
no,
I have my hamper basket and a rug over the air vent in
there.
That's
right.
And I don't like turning the fan on because I can feel it pulling
my... I didn't know it was because of, like, how it felt, though.
I don't like how it feels. Especially when I'm trying to be warm. When I'm trying to be warm.
Yeah.
Because it makes me cold. Like, it makes me cold. I don't like it.
That's so weird.
I hate it. That's another one of my weird...
That is interesting.
Yeah, it's really weird. So, like, I don't like that. I'd rather just sit in the hot, steamy thing and let it, like, dissipate. You know what I mean?
God, that's a long time.
My shower time is my decompression
time. I get it. I'm with it. I understand. I took the fastest shower of my life before I came over here today.
Oh, I bet you did.
I realized I parked behind the cleaning lady, and I was like, oh, she said they were almost done. I was in and out of the shower in 2 minutes.
I saw a t-shirt that said, hell yeah, brother, fast as fuck, boy. And I... Yeah. And it's just like a skeleton running with an American flag.
I,
like,
love that.
Dude, and I was like, I have to have that. But Louis says, hell yeah, brother. Fast as fuck, boy. And I was dying.
Oh, my God.
I was like,
hell yeah.
It's like the new catchphrase. Like, fast as fuck, boy. So anyway, so this camera.
Yeah.
So I had just moved in. And this happens. So I'm like in the shower. I'm butt ass naked. But like. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I just walked out of the shower.
Yeah.
And I, like, turned the coat off, and I'm, like, standing there. Elodie is butt-ass naked over my shoulder like a sack of potatoes. We were, like, in the shower.
That's pretty funny.
I'm trying to figure out how to get the coat off.
Yeah.
This happened several times.
Oh, no.
Well, you have to, like, go through your feed and, like, delete, like, the pictures if you want them deleted, but you have to be somebody that's, like, part of the... Like, on the app. So, Adela's just sitting at home, and she's like, oh, here, I need to go through, like, my pictures again, and, like, yeah. It was just, like, my titties.
On, like, all of them.
All over everything.
Oh, my God.
And Adela was like,
yo.
She was like, wait a minute. What?
Wait a minute. What's happening here? What is this?
And I was like, can the ADT people see this?
That's kind of crazy that they just have a camera, like, on the inside of your house,
though.
I was
like, oh, this doesn't get sent to them, though.
Oh, probably, for sure. ADT knows about you.
Yeah, so after that, I do try to, like, not walk around, like, through the living room and stuff, like, naked. But, like, even the other day, like, I was, like, late for work. So I just get out of the shower. I just, like, dart through the living room into the laundry room, get dressed in the laundry room, and I'll run out the door to work, you know, but...
It's nice. I'm not saying it's not nice to be able to do that, but you have to have the right place to be able... You can't do that at my house.
No.
Dude, I literally...
I can't do that here. I can't... Obviously, there's, like...
I went downstairs the other day, and we were all going to that concert, and Kirby and Luke showed up, like, 30 minutes early, and I was like... Literally, first thing out of my mouth, I was just like, damn, glad I got clothes on.
No, literally.
What's up, guys? Just coming to get a glass of juice. And they were just like, yeah, us too. I was like, oh, yeah, I did say that out loud, didn't I? Yeah.
It was so funny. Because me and Adele didn't even know each other like that yet, you know? It was just like,
yeah, she was like,
she was like, damn,
I know all
just
about you.
Butt ass naked all over my phone.
Oh my God.
I was like,
that's hilarious. You're the friend. You're that friend.
But you know what I mean?
I will say, after going to that Korean bathhouse, I feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know, naked's just naked.
It's just naked. It's not really
It's just
weird.
Everybody's different and it's fascinating.
Girls. Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I
wouldn't
want to see much of that.
Right. That's well, I mean. But yeah. All right, you got a story.
Okay. I just keep on clapping.
I know. Don't I? I'm like,
keep
a damn,
on going. I'm like a clapping penguin over here.
You're right. One of those monkeys with a tambourine.
Yeah. So.
Those things are fucking creepy.
They are super creepy. We could go down a hole with some creepy stuff. Mm-hmm. Kirby or Furbies or whatever the hell those are. Creepy.
Oh my God.
Creepy.
I never wanted one of those when I was a kid.
My aunt had a whole room of them growing up and they terrified me.
That's weird.
Yeah, and she had a small room, so it was like literally the whole room when you walked in.
The
baby
dolls, they're like eyes closed when you lay them back. Mm-mm.
Nope.
I would always bury, I had one baby doll like that, and I'd always bury it at the bottom of my stuffed animal basket so that I couldn't see it, like at night and shit. Because that bitch was creepy.
No, I don't mess with anything like that. Okay, I have a story. It's a coffee shop story.
Oh, I like these.
Yeah, me too. Anything around food and coffee and snacks and cozy stuff. All right, so once again, I'm just going to read it. I'm not like, you ain't getting the title.
Don't give me any tips or anything.
So, oh, I just realized this was a girl too. I thought this was a male the whole time. Wow. Okay, I, 23-year-old female, recently moved to a new place and I'm getting to know my neighborhood. A week ago, I found a small coffee shop with great cake.
Oh, yeah. We like cake.
So yesterday, I went for a coffee. I freelance, so I set my own hours. The coffee shop is relatively small, with under 10 tables available. I sat at the most comfortable-looking chair in the shop, one of the four chairs at the biggest table. So it was a four-top table. I was a little into my drink and my cake when a group of four middle-aged people asked me if I could move so they could sit there together. All four were on the larger size, and I could understand how they would be uncomfortable on other seats in the shop. The one I was sitting in had a high back, armrest, and was plush with soft leather. I, however, would also like to sit comfortably. I told them they were free to take the other three chairs and pull an extra one to the table. They told me they had something to discuss among themselves and would appreciate it if I move. Again, I told them I like this chair and I was here first, so I'm not gonna move.
I don't understand where the audacity in several of these stories come from, people asking people to move. Like
I know,
that.
This should have been an entitled.
Did none of y'all know like the first come, first serve rule? It doesn't matter if it makes sense or not when they're sitting there, bro.
You know they did. They're middle-aged.
But that's what I'm saying. If you walk into anywhere ever, it doesn't matter if it makes sense or not.
Yes.
They were here first.
They were here first.
Figure it the fuck out.
Pick of the draw, man. They got it. So they grumbled about selfish youngsters, gave me the stink eye, and asked the shop to make their orders to go. When I told my family about this, my mom told me it was selfish of me to take a table for four when I was there by myself. And then also there's an edit. Yes, there were plenty of other tables for four people. One would seat six, but it was in a corner and a little cramped. The chairs at the other tables were just not as comfortable. They were just like regular chairs. So she just got, you know, when you go in a coffee shop, they have like a more loungy, you know what I mean? She got
well,
her like
one,
more of
the
a
coffee shop mistake. Why are you only going to put four chairs that are more comfortable than all the rest? You're asking for conflict. One.
Maybe they did it on purpose.
I feel like that's an issue from the jump, like right off the rip. Mistake for the coffee shop. And then two, it is kind of a bad idea if you're going to take a table for four as like one person though, in general.
But it sounds like
they weren't very busy.
I feel like there is a coffee shop etiquette, you know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, it's kind of like, okay, if I had to explain it, it would be like if you're neighbors with somebody mm-hmm. and like you kind of do like the high and then you dip back in your house.
Yeah.
I feel like that's coffee shop etiquette. Like you don't really bump into other people's bubbles. Like if they have a booth with a laptop, like you're not going to go sit in the booth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why is it that much different?
People who do that.
For a booth and a chair. Well, yeah, but like this isn't New York. Well, right. Okay, actually, I don't really know. But
well, and also like, just go sit at another table. Why would they like be so petty?
Can you imagine yourself like in this scenario though? Like you're just trying to work. You got yourself a little cake and a little coffee. And then these like middle-aged like schmucks come up to you and they're just like, actually we have something private to discuss and we need you to move because these are the comfiest chairs. Like,
no. It doesn't matter how nice you say that. I'm literally going to be like, no, bro, I was here first. What the fuck? I'm not going to move. I'm not moving.
Yeah, you would.
I would be like, ma'am.
Give them the look you would give them. Exactly. Exactly.
I wouldn't even be able to help it. I would literally be like, no.
And they asked her twice.
No. No. Ew. I think I would have been like, ew.
Yeah.
That, what you just did, was gross.
Yeah. Youngsters these days.
That would have sent me to.
That would have sent you off. You would have.
I would have turned one of the other chairs and I would have put my fucking feet in it. I'd be like, well, now you have two. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
keep talking.
Yeah.
I'm going to find a limp chair.
I would have one foot in this chair, and I would be sitting in the one in the middle, and I would put my other foot on the other chair, just like this.
And then you, like, reach your hand out there, you put your cake in the other one.
Yeah. I would just fucking...
How you like them apples?
You're so gross. They're projecting. Mm. They're entitled. They thought they would come in there and boss that young kid around out of that fucking chair because they're older.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're projecting.
That's exactly what that was.
This is narcissistic projection.
This is ill behavior.
Ugh. Ew. I'd be like, you, ma'am, are nasty. That was gross.
I'd be like, well, I want to know what y'all are going to discuss.
Yeah, I'd be like, y'all don't know me. Just let me know. I want to know. Like, tell me.
Tag me in, dog. Turns out I'm a private person, too. Like, I'll get in on this private conversation.
Even the fact it kind of shows how, like, open they are. I also feel like at a coffee shop, it's, like, one of two things, right? You either come in and you, like, claim a spot and you want to be left alone. Yeah. Or you're like, I'm in a coffee shop. It's a very small space. There's a lot of people in here. You're probably going to sit with people you don't know. Maybe
you could sit
here. Maybe you have a conversation and maybe you don't.
Well, and she said that.
That's what I'm saying. She seemed like she was chilling. She was like, oh,
well, you can sit here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they were like, well, actually, you got to go.
They were like, I'm sorry, but you're not at the cool kids table.
Yeah, like, you're 23. Gross. Get out of here. We're adults. You're a child.
Oh, ma'am.
Take your cake and leave. Like, Linda, listen.
That was aggressive, and I'm going to need you to step away from my...
First off, I need you to lower your tone when you speak to me. You just talk to them like they're your four-year-old child. Second...
It's frustrating when people don't move for you, isn't it? Yeah.
It feels bad, but remember...
It feels bad.
Sharing is caring, okay? And we can't just throw a tantrum in public just because...
You can be frustrated, for no reason. But you can't be a bitch, Karen. That's some gentle parenting right there.
It is. You could gentle parent the hell out of some older people.
People hate when you do that.
I love it.
A lot of times I don't know you're doing it.
I love it so much. Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's so frustrating that I got here first. That is really frustrating. I'm so sorry you're frustrated.
Like, I can totally understand where you're coming from, but I'm not moving.
You snooze, you lose.
I want to know what kind of cake that girl had. She was like, I found out they had really good cake. Like, what? It's a coffee shop. I think it was like a coffee cake. Or like,
I'm not a big cake person.
Neither am I.
I like a but really. Now, there are two cakes that I like.
Banana bread. Or something. How dare you? You don't like the bread of the banana?
It's just overrated. I don't know.
You've never had like an old lady make you like a good batch of like banana bread.
I'm just not crazy about even like bananas though. Like banana pancakes. I've had like some good fat thick banana pancakes mm-hmm. and I'm just like.
Mm. They gotta have chocolate chips in them. That's a fact.
It did though. No. I just. No. That's not crazy about the banana, you know? It's okay. I don't like hate you if you like it, but like, cause there's some things like people like things and you're like, ew. Like, you know, you're like, what?
Yeah. Oh. Pineapples on pizza. Where you at? Do you dig it? Me too. Ranch. I love pineapples on
pizza. No, I was telling
bro. No, stop with the ranch. What the hell? That's gross.
But you have to dip it in ranch.
Dude, you dip it in marinara or garlic butter. There are no ranch. Other choices. And if it's wings,
pineapple
it's blue cheese.
On pizza with ham and cheese stuffed crust, ranch.
No.
You fold it and you ranch it and you eat it.
And I don't want a stuffed crust either. I want like the garlic, parmesan, romano. I want like all the cheese and the garlic.
Let me tell you
something. I want it to be crunchy and crispity.
Let me tell you something about me.
And soft on the inside.
Let me tell you something about me.
That ain't even real cheese in there.
I will eat at a shittier pizza place.
No.
If they have, like, I will choose.
That's because only the shitty places have the stuffed crust.
I will eat at Pizza Hut.
No.
Over Domino's just because they
bad.
Have the stuff. Or like Papa John's.
All bad. That's all
or
cheap
like,
pizza.
Or
Marco's.
Like,
all of them. They're all
or
cheap.
Or
name another one.
Well, dude, the fancier the pizza place gets, the thinner and shittier the crust gets.
Not
I just
always.
Feel the.
Have you had Partners Pizza too?
And don't get me started
Woodstock?
On the deep dish pizza. That shit is
that's
gay
different.
As
that's
fuck.
Just different.
That's stupid. You're eating breadstick.
What's wrong?
That is dumb. I will literally eat at Pizza Hut over everything else just because they have cheese stuffed crust. I'll go to Kroger and get a DiGiorno's frozen pizza over some pizza places because the crust is stuffed. I want it stuffed. I want the crust stuffed with cheese.
I can't wait till you get a little bit older. Because let me tell you, something happens. Something changes when you get to like your like late-ish 20s. It's different for guys,
your
I feel like.
Your taste buds just get closer to cardboard, I guess.
No, no, you would rather pay more and have less of something that tastes better. Then, like, stuff like that. Also, it makes you feel terrible.
It does make me feel bad, but all pizza makes you feel bad. Mm. The really healthy pizza, I don't even feel like it's pizza, you know? I feel like pizza is, like, now.
It's supposed to be unhealthy.
The pizza that we had
I agree.
In Vegas, those little pizzas we got in Vegas at the buffet.
Oh, yeah.
Those were good.
Those were
fresh.
They
had,
like
mozzarella, yeah. Like, the little sun-dried, like, tomatoes, like, broken down.
And they did, like, a fusion. Every little pizza style was like, a weird fusion. I think I got one with, like, prime rib on it or something.
That one was good. Those were good.
Listen, you go to Vegas, you got to hit a buffet.
See, that's some
that's
fancy
crazy.
Shit. Oh, yeah, that was my first
dude,
experience.
That horchata we were getting was taro-flavored. Are you crazy?
Oh, it was
that's
magnificent.
What that was. It was so good. It tasted like all of the cereals that you ever loved in your whole life that were like the just the worst cereals.
I was so
all the
sick.
Milks of the cereal teats just in one
in one
bucket. It was so good.
I was so sick when we left. I ate so much.
Meanwhile,
I was
me
on the way. Somebody had just followed us with a camera while we were going through that fucking dessert
bar. Dude, you were
bar.
So ill.
Bro, we were just picking everything.
Dude, we ate every single dessert that they had. We should have just each taken a little nibble of each other's. We're trying to balance different things
on our plates. We're like stacking shit.
I know, we're like throwing stuff out of the little cups to like make it fit.
Make more.
I'm like, is it rude if I leave it? You're like, I don't know, just leave it.
I was like, leave that shit right there. I know, just drop it.
That's hilarious. You were so sick, and meanwhile, me.
I thought I was gonna puke it all right back.
You did. You looked like you were gonna puke any moment. But me,
we got back to the hotel, and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna." On the walk back to the hotel.
Yeah, no, you were going down.
I was sick.
So after we got off the the train thing is called there, the monorail or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So after we got off, we're like, we're walking our way back to the hotel. And I see like some pasta with some meatballs. And I'm like, damn, that looks good.
No.
Sean's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I mean, that's a good meatball. What you mean?
It looks good.
We got
back to the hotel, and I was like, I should probably drink some water, and I literally couldn't fit any water. Like, I couldn't drink water. I was going to vomit.
That's awful.
Too much that horchata.
Yo, one time.
We had so many cups of that shit. I don't think we even drank our cup of water we had on the table.
That's true. We were trying to get the most out of it.
It was so good. It was so good.
One time when I was, like, young, well... Whatever. I was like probably like 22. But I didn't really start drinking all that much like till I was actually 21. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like I had a little bit because I was married to Sean. So it's like if he got some stuff. Like once he turned 21 and I'm like 19, then it's like, yeah, whatever. But we were staying somewhere and I had hurt myself. That's what it was. So we had a little tournament at like this little jiu-jitsu weekend camp thing. And they had like a little in-house tournament at the end of the first day. And I thought it was cool, you know what I'm saying? So like I got in, well, everybody got in there, but it was men and women. It was intermixed. And so I got in there and I did all right. And then I fought this one guy like that I know, and he's cool or whatever, but he got me in a corkscrew, so like an ankle lock. And then I got him in a heel hook, and I just, like, learned heel hooks. So I was just like, well, heel hooks beat.
Yeah.
Ankle locks, like, one, like, heel hooks break the knee.
Mm-hmm.
And ankle locks break the ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the knee. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was wrong.
He got you.
He just got me, like pretty fast. And you know what I'm saying? So we're in a shootout.
Yeah.
That's what you call that. We were in a leg lock shootout. Yeah, he got me and it like cracked my ankle. Like it was like two or three times before it, like just because it was so fast and I'm still hanging on. So I had to like let go and try to like tap.
Oh, it cracked.
Cracked my ankle. So day one of a 3-day camp, I'm out of commish. And I drove us there 12 hours in a Prius. Oh my God, I should tell you guys that story sometime, different day. But anyway, this is a nugget of that story. So. For whatever reason, it was like all the instructors stayed in like in a like one or two hotel rooms like all together. That was just how like that one was put together. And then so I drove with a group from the gym. I was just like, yep, we're gonna rent a Prius, we're gonna drive up here, I'll drive us, we'll stay in this hotel. And so I was so ill because this is younger me, okay? Mm-hmm. Like I'm a little aggressive. Like in general, like I'm just a little
fireball.
Yeah, a little fiery, you know. So
you're
we
like, don't call me that.
Dude, yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Cut it. So we
I'm over here with the stick. I'm like
put that stick down. So after that, I was just like, bro, screw this. Let's go to the liquor store.
Oh, no, because you're broke off at this point.
I was ill. So.
Oh, that's not good. You're already.
Yeah. So we go to the liquor store. I get a whole bottle of Malibu. Like, I couldn't tell. It was probably like 16. I don't know. It was like big as a soda or something. Like, but that's pretty big if you drink the whole. It's liquor.
Right. That's a lot.
I drank like the whole thing.
Oh, no.
I drank the whole thing. Okay. I've never done anything like that in my life, but I was
angry
because at the time it was like I was competing, like this injury was going to set me back. I was super upset. My like number one like idol jiu-jitsu person, Nathan Orchard, was there at the time. So I was just like, his class is on the third day. Like, I'm so mad right now. And I can barely get around. Like, I can't roll with anybody. Like, I was super upset. So, and you know, back when you're younger, you get super emotional.
Feels like a big deal.
Well, when you're really emotional, you're just like, hit the gas. Screw it. I'm going to drink 4 energy drinks. I'm going to drink a whole bottle of liquor. I'm going to smoke all things.
I'm going to pop ibuprofen and take a shot of espresso. Dude, we're going to be good.
That's what I'm saying. It's not good. So I was like, yeah. So I drink like a whole bottle.
No wonder you look at me like that sometimes.
I just know. I just know about it.
I'll say something and you just go,
look.
And I can just see that you're like, she'll figure it out.
I got experience now, man. So I drink this whole bottle. And then my smart ass, when it's like time to go to bed, because, you know, we all had a good time. We're all just hanging out. Everybody like drinks. Dude, I was trying to do that thing where you stick on your foot on the floor and you don't like spin.
Oh,
that shit don't work.
No.
And I was like, got it. I know what's wrong. I'm dehydrated. So I drank two bottles of water back to back. Yeah. Guess who threw up all that water and like half their dinner in a hotel sink?
Yeah.
Me. And there was spinach in that dinner. I distinctly remember pieces of spinach.
Oh, God, that's gross.
It was so gross. Like, yeah, just, ooh. And, yeah, so I never did that ever.
Throwing up is one of the worst things to experience.
Fish sticks. I think that's the worst thing I've ever thrown up.
I think the tacos are still
tacos,
bad, dude.
Fish sticks. I got so drunk one time whenever I first started drinking that my friend was like, yeah, I'm gonna make some fish sticks. And I was like, sick, whatever. So like, I help her make these fish sticks.
God.
I'm like, already have eaten them by the time I realized that I don't eat those.
Oh,
like, this was something distinctly, I was like, those are disgusting. Like, they're like mashed up fish that's like fried, like, especially when you're from the South, like, bro, like, my dad, like,
fresh
had
fish,
a shrimp boat,
catfish,
like, had a fishing boat,
fish,
like, you go out and catch it, you eat, like, you eat it,
dude,
like, it's not like this processed, like, disgusting, like, you know, it's like it all came from one fish, not like 1600 fish and like one little stick. Dude, they were so gross, and I'm like hanging my head over the toilet, like, puking, and I'm just like, why do I make such bad decisions?
I know.
It was so nasty. But
that fried food will fucking eat your ass up.
It wasn't good. Well, and the people we were hanging out, they weren't like the healthiest people.
You always want like fried nasty shit when you're like fucked up though, you know? But I don't know. Sometimes I just want olives.
Olives?
Sometimes when I feel like the older I get, I'm realizing that I like stuff that has a bite. Like, I like olives. I like grapefruit.
Yeah.
I like lemon. Like, I like, maybe not a bite, but like tart.
I get that.
Kimchi.
Yeah.
It's got like,
or like
that
salty. I like things
bite.
That are really salty.
Really. Yeah. The salt. Pickles. Yeah. Real salty pickles.
I've been on a pickle kick. As you know. Yeah. It's messed me up a couple days.
Can't do too much.
Rolling around in my tum-tum. I'm like, I want extra, extra, extra pickles. It's weird. Just a pickle little day. All right.
Oh.
That don't sound right.
That was gross.
We might have to cut that one. That one was big.
A lot. Stuff came
Y'all
back
can't
up
handle all
it.
That. We keep talking about throw up. We should really stop.
I'll gag pretty easy. Sometimes Ryan will just come up behind me and go,
nope, don't you start that.
And I will be like, stop. I'm like, stop. And I'm like, I'll literally start feeling shit like.
Mm-mm. Nah. There's certain, you don't play with people like that. I saw a guy doing that to his wife the other day.
I'll
and
throw
I was
up
like,
on
oh
you.
My God, stop. This is
I'll
your wife.
I'll point it at you.
This is your wife. Yeah, literally. Just projectile, just chest vomit. Ugh.
Man.
All right, well, with that,
that's a wrap.
We should wrap this up. So listen, guys, if you are liking what you're hearing, or if you don't, that's cool too. Send it to a friend. Like and subscribe. Put some comments down below. And you can find us on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. All right. Thank you guys so much. Hope you have a good week. Until next time.
Let's have a little heart.
Oh, I thought you were flipping them off.
No, no. Look. Heart. You see it?
Look. That's weird.
You don't like that?
No.
Heart.
I don't know what
you
that
can
is.
Do this too. But this is.
I just like this one.
Little heart. Little heart. Little oh. heart.
All right.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Two honest who we rob, truth bomb steady. Scrappy banging jokes sliced like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.